Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. In this episode, we look at the career of a Hollywood great, Lee Marvin. I hope you enjoy the show. Lee Marvin, or Lamont Waltman Marvin Jr., was named after General Robert E. Lee, the Confederate general, who he was related to. His elder brother Robert was also named after General Lee. His father came from advertising in New York, and his mother was a fashion writer. He was a problem child, and after being thrown out of many schools, his parents took him to Florida. In 1942, he enlisted. He was just 18 and served in the Pacific as a Marine sniper for 2 years. He was wounded at the Battle of Saipan, where his sciatic nerve was severed by enemy gunfire. He spent a year in medical hospitals and was discharged in 1945. He was awarded several medals, including a Purple Heart, and became a plumber's assistant in upstate New York. One day he was mending the toilet in the local community theatre and was asked to stand in for a sick actor. He immediately fell in love with acting and went to New York to work in off-Broadway theatre. In 1950, he went to Hollywood and got some TV work before landing a role in You're in the Navy Now. The director, Henry Hathaway, liked him and expanded his role. This was also Charles Bronson's first film appearance. Here's the opening music by Cyril Mockridge. In 1952, he got his first leading role in Edward Dmytryk's Eight Iron Men as a sergeant leading a platoon of men in World War II Italy. This came within a string of war movies for him, and interestingly enough, he said he'd learned to act while he was a Marine, pretending he was unafraid during heavy combat. In 1953, Fritz Lang cast him in The Big Heat as a heavy, and he gets to throw boiling coffee in his girlfriend Gloria Graham's face. It was a shocking scene, and Marvin's views on violence were very interesting. He said, "When I play these roles of vicious men, I do things you shouldn't do, and I make you see that you shouldn't do them. If the violence in a film is theatrically realistic, it's more of a deterrent to the audience committing violence themselves. Better on the screen than off." He was in three Randolph Scott Westerns in the 50s, the last of which was Seven Men From Now, a well-made revenge movie. Here's the song, sung by Henry Vars.
Seven men, seven men, with the stain of sin upon their hands, will have fear to ride as their companions through the stormy dark desert land. Seven men,
it's in the night. Oh, the night, we hide them till the sunrise. There is no escape in their flight. A big black hawk of fear will cast a shadow on the sun, and none among them shall be unafraid. The hand of fate will seek them out and touch them one by one, for all of their debts must be paid. Seven men will go riding through the great white valley in the sky. When they hear the mighty voice of justice, one by one, seven men will die.
Another Western he made in the 50s worthy of note is John Sturges's Bad Day at Black Rock, with Spencer Tracy, Robert Ryan, Dean Jagger, Walter Brennan and Ernest Borgnine. It's a mysterious film that introduces elements of film noir into the Western genre. Here's the theme written by Andre Previn. Earlier in 1954, Marvin was fortunate enough to get cast in Stanley Kramer's The Caine Mutiny, another Dimitrik picture on one of the biggest successes of the post-war years, starring Humphrey Bogart, José Ferré, Van Johnson Fred McMurray and E.G. Marshall. It was nominated for 7 Oscars, but was unfortunate not to win any. Max Stirner wrote a great score, and here's the Caine Mutiny March. The year before, Marvin played opposite Marlon Brando in The Wild One, about two rival motorcycle gangs who take over and terrorise a town. When the film started shooting, Marvin couldn't ride a bike, but he soon learnt. There was a strong on and off set rivalry between the two, and Marvin later said of Brando, "Brando isn't exactly a generous actor, he doesn't give. Never seen him bad, just less good." Here's the song "The Beetle" by Shorty Rogers from The Wild One.
Thank you.
In the mid-50s, he made three interesting film noirs: Violent Saturday, A Life in the Balance, and I Died a Thousand Times. But the late 50s were extremely busy for Marvin. He did a lot of TV work and managed to squeeze in a few more westerns and war movies. His stock was growing, but it wasn't until the 60s that he hit his winning streak. He made 117 TV episodes of The M Squad as Lieutenant Frank Ballinger between 1957 and 1960, and got understandably depressed when he wasn't offered a movie for a year after the run finished. Here's the Stanley Wilson Orchestra playing the theme from The M Squad. Then in 1961, he got offered a fabulous cameo opposite John Wayne in Michael Curtiz's final picture, The Comancheros. He obviously got on well with Wayne, as Wayne recommended him for the title role of The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance with Wayne and James Stewart. It wasn't appreciated at the time, but the film has now been recognised. The script was great by James Beller and Willis Goldbeck, and Marvin shone in his part. The song by Burt Bacharach and Hal David wasn't used in the film due to a publishing dispute, but here it is, sung by Gene Pitney.
When Liberty Valance rode to town, the women folk would hide, they'd hide. When Liberty Valance walked around, the men would step aside. 'Cause the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. From out of the east, a stranger came, a law book in his hand. Oh, man. The kind of a man the West would need to tame a troubled land. 'Cause the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. Many a man would face his gun and the bravest of them all. The love of a girl can make a man stay on when he should go. Stay on. Just trying to build a peaceful life where love is free to grow. But the point of a gun was the only law that liberty understood. When the final showdown came at last, a law book was no good. Alone in the parade, she prayed that he'd return that fateful night. Oh, that night, when nothing she said could keep her man from going out to fight. From the moment a girl gets to be full grown, the very first thing she learns, when two men go out to face each other, only one returns. Everyone heard two shots ring out. One shot made liberty fall. The man who shot liberty violent, he shot liberty violent. He was the bravest of them all. The man who shot liberty violent, he shot liberty violent, he was the bravest of them all.
In 1964, Don Siegel cast Marvin as one of a pair of hitmen who take matters into their own hands when a victim, played by John Cassavetes, doesn't try to escape. The Killers was essentially a remake of the 1946 film, based on a Hemingway story. The production was held up as Kennedy was assassinated during filming, and interestingly, it was Ronald Reagan's last acting role before entering politics. Then in 1965, Marvin played Cat Ballou, a comedy western in which he played two characters and gained an Oscar for his performance. It was his instincts which fired his performance as Kid Shaleen, and director Elliot Silverstein let him run with it. It paid off and the film was a huge success. Here's the title song, performed by Stubby Cole and sung by Nat King Cole.
Now, friends, just lend an ear, for you're now about to hear the ballad of Cat Ballou. It's a song that's newly made, and Professor Sam the Shade and the Sunrise Kid are singing it for you. Cat Ballou, Cat Ballou. It's a hanging day in Wolf City, Wyoming. Wolf City, Wyoming, 1894. They're gonna drop Cat Ballou through the gallows floor. She killed a man in Wolf City, Wyoming. Wolf City, Wyoming, killed a man, it's true. And that is why they're hanging, hanging Cat Ballou. Has the smile of an angel,
fights like the devil,
the eyes of an angel,
fights like the devil,
the face of an angel.
I say she's the devil,
she's mean and evil through and through.
Cat Ballou,
Cat Ballou, she's mean and evil through and through. With her outlaw band, they're now telling a story, now telling a story, how she rode the plane. The wildest gal in the West since Calamity Jane. And today, the day that she's going to glory, she's going to glory for the way she sinned. There'll be a speed in her soul on the wayward wind. She has the smile of an angel,
fights like the devil,
the eyes of an angel,
fights like the devil,
the face of an angel.
I say she's the devil,
she's mean and evil through and through.
Cat Ballou,
Cat Ballou,
She's mean and evil through and through. Cat Ballou, Cat Ballou. She's mean and evil through and through.
Following his Oscar win, Marvin made a string of good, often great films. Ship of Fools, The Professionals, The Dirty Dozen, Point Blank, Hell in the Pacific, and Paint Your Wagon. The Professionals saw Marvin teamed up with Robert Ryan, a good friend of his, and Burt Lancaster, whom he couldn't stand, hired to rescue Claudia Cardinale from a Mexican bandit. The result was a standout western from Richard Brooks, with a score by Maurice Jarre. Here's the theme. I'm sure The Dirty Dozen needs no introduction. A superior war movie set around an audacious plot to assassinate Nazi chiefs of staff in a French chateau. Marvin was, of course, in charge of an all-star cast made up of the group volunteering for the mission. Here's the main theme by Frank Duvall. We'll be right back. Point Blank has become a cult classic, directed by John Borman, but Marvin was involved in the complete development of the film. They'd met while Marvin was filming The Dirty Dozen and had agreed to try to make a movie from the Don Westlake book The Hunter. This is Johnny Mandel's The Way to Heaven. Immediately after Point Blank, Marvin worked again with John Borman on Hell in the Pacific with Toshiro Mifune. It's a very rewarding film with just the two actors throughout. They're stranded on an island and have to learn to live with each other, although they are from different sides in the war. Which brings us to Paint Your Wagon. Not a brilliant film, but noted for the use of Lee Marvin as a vocalist as well as an actor. Marvin sang the song Wandering Star, and it was a number one in the UK. Jean Seberg, also in the movie, described Marvin's voice as sounding like rain gurgling down a rusty pipe. The film wasn't a huge success, but I'm sure Marvin was surprised at the success of Wandering Star. He'd been set to star in The Wild Bunch, but the offer of $1 million to make Paint Your Wagon proved too much of a temptation. It wasn't the first time he turned down films that were a success. Earlier he'd said no to Patton. He said it glorified war. For a few dollars more, Deliverance, he said he was too old for the part. The French Connection, Dirty Harry, Death Wish, and Where Eagles Dare. In 1975, he left Hollywood and moved to Arizona, but continued to make films up until his death in 1987 from a sudden heart attack. He was a superstar for just 5 years, but left a rich body of work. An overview shows it was his work in westerns that earned him his recognition, an Oscar, and his hit record. The heavies he played were just too heavy for audiences to stomach. I'll leave you with Lee singing Wandering Star, written by Lerner and Lowe. Thank you.
Wheels are made for rolling, mules are made to pack. I've never seen a sight that didn't look better looking back. I was born under a wandering star. Mud can make you prisoner and the plains can bake you dry. Snow can burn your eyes, but only people make you cry. Home is made for coming from, for dreams of going to, which with any luck will never come true. Goodbye forever, it's time for me to go. I was born under a wandering star. A wandering, wandering star.
Mud can make you prisoner and the plains can make you dry. Snow can burn your eyes, but only people make you cry. Home is made for coming from, for dreams of going to, which with any luck will never come true.
To heaven, tie me to a tree, or I'll begin to roam, and soon you'll know where I will be. I was born under a wandering star.